Blog Talk Radio.
Rather on this Thursday. Welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I'm Veronica McMillan, and I'm your host tonight. Our co-host, Francine Humphrey, will not be here with us tonight, but we have an absolute wonderful show for you all. I'll be bringing our guests on board in a minute, but let me tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and then we will bring our guest on. Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, basically is founded by our wonderful Francine Humphrey. The goal was to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise, nutrition, entrepreneurship and relationship building, and also just giving individuals, families, women a voice so that they can speak out on issues. And that's why we had the show Issues Concerning Women. Then, of course, your host tonight is Veronica McMillan, president and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network. Our goal is to help small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, program developments for 501c3 organizations. It really is about helping those small nonprofits get started. And then, of course, we have our community-based programs, and we have a program that we like to call the From Voices of Students. And we have thought leaders on the phone tonight, and I'm going to bring them on in just a minute so they'll be able to introduce themselves to you all, and I'm going to make everybody's mic live so that we'll have that opportunity to talk about this wonderful conversation that we're going to have tonight. I have the opportunity of meeting with these. I want to say these are influencers, change makers, and young leaders from the Norfolk chapter of Jack and Jill. And I'm so excited to have you all on board with us tonight. I know Miss Dana Bandy, if you're on the line already, I just want to say hello to you, ma'am.
Yes. Hi. How are you, Miss Veronica?
I am doing wonderful. You know, I've worked with this organization before, and I am so proud of them. I think tonight we have our three young leaders on board. I'm hoping I'm correct. I want you to introduce them, but because we can't.
Yeah.
Somebody's phone on my end basically was really was in the background. Did you all hear that? Could you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Dana?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
Yes, I hear you.
Three young leaders on the phone. Can you speak up a little bit louder, Dana? I couldn't hear you. I can just barely hear you. So I want to make sure that I can bring our leaders on. I think we have Denia Bandy, James Phillips, and Ashley Bush. And then Ms. Bush and I, she's familiar with this because we had our conversation last year. And so I want, first of all, Dana, if you could introduce them and then allow each of them, and I'll just kind of call them out since we can't see each other.
Yeah. What I can
basically tell us the grade they're in and then basically a little bit about their school that they attend, because this subject tonight is really about with the election and all of that. I keep getting background noise. I don't know if you all are able to hear that, but basically, so Dana, would you just take it away? Tell us a little bit about the organization first, the Norfolk chapter of Jack and Jill, and then what I'll do is have you, and we'll go with Denia Bandy first, so they can just basically tell the grade that they're in and then the school that they're attending, and then we can jump into this. And for those of you all who are listening basically, we won't take questions tonight because this is a 30-minute radio show, and I always tell everybody that basically whenever that you do things by your internet or radio, you always run that, you run the possibility of having some interruptions in there. And so I want to make sure that basically we have only those individuals on the line that's going to be a part of the show tonight so that we don't have any disruptions. So, Dana, you take it away. Tell us a little bit about the organization. The three individuals that we have on the show tonight. Dana?
Can you all hear me?
Yeah, there was a pause in there, so go ahead.
Okay. All right, everybody. Hello, good evening. My name is Dana Bandy, and I am one of the teen advisors for the Norfolk chapter of the marvelous Mid-Atlantic region of the Jack and Jill of America Incorporated. Now, I know you all, or some people, may be asking, what in the world is Jack and Jill? Is it a nursery rhyme, Jack and Jill will up the hill, or what? Well, no, it's an organization for mothers with children ages 2 to 19, and basically we are an organization dedicated to nurturing our future African-American global leaders by strengthening their leadership skills, and civic duty. Throughout the program year, we try to focus on 5 program areas, which is like cultural awareness, health, educational development, social recreational areas, and civic, which I believe is something that we're also focusing on today, the importance of practicing your civic duty, which also includes voting or not being old enough to vote or supporting those who can vote. And I just wanted to make sure everyone knew our teen group is called The Sophisticates. And like Ms. Veronica shared a while ago, today we have some of them on the call, and including our teen vice president, Deani Bandy, and she's a senior. We also have Ashley Bush, like she said, and we also have James, who we call JP, who is also on the line. So I know, Ms. Veronica, you stated you were going to have them introduce themselves, but I just wanted to give a little bit about what our organization is as a whole.
Wonderful. And so if we could go with Denia Bandy first, Denia can tell us basically grade and school. Denia, you're on.
Deani?
Deani. Okay, Deani. Okay, wonderful. Deani.
Hi, this is Deani Bandy. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes, we can. We just keep getting some background noise. I don't know what that loud sound is. I don't know if you all can hear it or what have
you. I hear it too, yes. I don't know where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, I'm Deani Bandy. I am a senior at Grasswood High School in Chesapeake, Virginia. And I really like that school. It's a good school. I've been there for all 4 years. They have a great academic program. And all around, they have amazing classes. They have a whole bunch of APs. I'm in AP Gov at the moment. And I'm part of the new organization that we started last year called the Multicultural Club, where we represent all different cultures. Every different culture you could probably think of, we try and celebrate it with each month. And it's a great organization. I'm so proud to be a part of it.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we'll go with James now. James, if you could tell us your grade and the school that you attend. I'm hoping we don't get that background noise again. I don't know what that is.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
All right, well, my name is Philip Hudgens, and I'm in ninth grade, and I go to Smithfield High School in Iowa White County. Well, I'm doing a virtual school right now, so I haven't really been in the high school, but for the middle school, it's a pretty good experience. Made some new friends there, you know. I've been in the area for about 5 years.
Wonderful. And
good experience.
Yeah, wonderful. I'm not really sure what that background noise is. This is the first time that we've had that. I don't know if it's coming in because of the fact that there's a storm out there brewing. I have no clue what that is, but basically, certainly, if you all can just talk loud so that we can hear you. We'll just keep on going through because I have so much that I want to talk with you all about. So then, Ms. Ashley, I'm going to turn it over to you because this is your second time doing this with me. So tell us a little bit about what grade you're in and what school you attend. Ashley? Dana, is Ashley on the line?
I'm checking now. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting for Ashley, we'll go on and we will start with our conversation because I have so much that I want to ask our youth about, and it's going to be important for us to just kind of jump right on in here. I know that you all have basically been talking about this whole election and all of this stuff, what's going on right now. But basically, I just want to see from you all, in what ways has Jack and Jill educated you all about voting rights? Because you all see this now. You see the culture, the things that's going on. The protests, there's so much going on where young people are being impacted. So basically, I'll start with you, James, and then James, you take it over to Deani, right? Am I saying it correct, Deani?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So, James, we'll go with you first, and then basically just talk a little bit about in what ways have Jack and Jill educated you all about voting rights? Because that's where we're going to spend our night talking about, because I believe that you all are that generation where not only are you all speaking out, but you all are action-oriented. So go ahead. James, you go first.
Well, one way they've taught us about voting rights is about how, like, the history around voting and, like, the suppression of voting, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, how black people would be suppressed, stuff like that, you know. I haven't
mm-hmm.
voted, of course, since, you know, I'm too young, but
yeah.
It's just important to know that type of stuff because, you know, soon I'm going to be voting, so I need to know, like, just the history around voting in general.
Exactly. It is so important. It's a history that I think that we are not sharing enough, and I'm so glad. As I said, I think you all are influencers. I believe that you all are change makers and you're young leaders, and it's important for you all to be aware of what is going on. And, again, there's so much activism going out right now and being led by young people. This is why I'm just so happy to have you all on the show tonight. Okay, Deani, go ahead. Talk a little bit about in what ways have Jack and Jill educated you about it, about voting, because I think that that's so important right now. And, of course, you all are young and maybe not at that age where basically you are voting, but what has the organization taught you?
Yeah, so thinking back off of what JP said, Jack and Jill taught us that voting is one of the most important rights to have because it's one of the rights that if you don't use it, you lose it, basically. Especially for African Americans, I know that I believe in Virginia, in some areas they still vote to this day every like few years, I believe, to see if they want to allow African Americans to still have voting rights. And so it's just very important for us to know how hard we fought for rights and how important it is to have this simple right as to vote on who we want in Congress or who we want as our mayor or even as big as our president. It's just so important. So, I mean, I obviously haven't voted yet. I'm only 18 years old, but I do plan on voting when I turn 18 for any election that comes up, not just the presidency. I know how important it is to vote during that midterm or for the Senate. I plan to vote as much as I possibly can.
Oh, wonderful! And I know that Ashley's on the line with us. Ashley, this is something that you've done before in terms of you and I being on the show together. Ashley, just tell us basically your grade and what school, and then I'll read the question to you again, and just to get your opinion about this again. So, Ashley, you're on now. So, just tell us basically your grade and your school that you attend.
Hi, I attend Nansen Suffolk Academy, and I'm a freshman this year.
Wonderful. Now, basically the question, I don't know if you were on the line when I asked it, in what ways has Jack and Jill educated you about the voting rights? Because, again, a lot has gone on over the years, and you all are too young for me to go in through all of it, but I'm sure you have parents that have said some things to you all about this. But what is Jack and Jill? How have they educated you, Ashley?
I think they've definitely educated me about ways that voting has been suppressed by persuading voting. I mean, cutting cuts to early voting, the closing of polling places in underserved communities, especially with minority voters, and the ballots mm-hmm. not even being counted. They've definitely taught us a lot about conversations around history and what we're voting for and how we can enact change.
Exactly, and you all definitely can. You all, I'll keep saying that I think that in terms of the organization that you all belong to, I know that you all are influencers, I know that you all are change makers, and you all are emerging young leaders, and we so need you all in the forefront of things, because I think that adults have one way of looking at things, but you all have another way of looking at it, and being able to express yourself using the voices of young people, I just think it is wonderful. And in saying that, this is my next question. Does the current situation that we're in influence you in any way in terms of the education and the careers that you all are looking at? Because, again, some of you all are seniors, and so you're going to be starting to think about what it is that you all are going to be doing in terms of your career, in terms of the college that you're choosing. Are you all looking at politics? Are you looking at education? Does what's going on with Black Lives Matter, with the protests, with so much going on, with this being a key election, and we will know this time next week, we will know who the president will be. So my question to you, so I'll go with you first, Jane, and then we'll just go around the room. I know that there are others on the call, but I'm hoping that you're just the parents listening in, and we have our three guests tonight. We want to make sure that we give them the whole 30 minutes to talk. So, James, I want to start with you. Does the current situation, the things that's going on, we see a lot of protesting going on because we saw what happened to George Floyd, police reform, all of that stuff. Does that influence you in any way in terms of your education, which college that you choose, or the career that you're going to choose? So I'll go with you.
It doesn't really affect my career choices or college, but it's just good to know that it's something we're fighting for. You know, with George mm-hmm. Floyd and Jacob Blake just getting
okay.
killed by the police, it's not a good thing to see. So it doesn't really affect my career choices that much, but I see it as something that's worth fighting for.
Okay. So when is that time for you in terms of college? Have you chosen the major that you're interested in already, or is that something you're still kind of thinking about?
It's definitely something I'm still thinking about.
Understood. So, Denae, how about you? With this current situation, with all the things that's going on, does this impact the school that you want to go to? Do you want to go to HBCU? Do you want to just go to a traditional? Have you thought about, well, maybe I want to be a lawyer now because I really want to defend, the underdog. So how about you? Does that impact your decision at all?
Yes, so since I am a senior, I do know what I want to do in the future, and that is
mm-hmm.
I want to become a history teacher. I want to become an educator. And
okay.
everything going on, it has impacted what I want to do by just making me want to become an educator even more. Seeing everything
uh-huh.
going on in the news, Black Lives Matter, George Floyd, I want to be an educator, teach kids about things like this that are going on. This, when I'm a teacher, this will hopefully be something that we can look back on and think this situation was just wrong and this police officer was in the wrong. And I want to be able to teach kids that this situation was just an awful situation, that it should have never happened and escalated like that. And I know that there's educators out there who probably just, I don't know why, they just think that's wrong and they don't want to educate kids on certain things like that. Like, they never go in depth with slavery and stuff like that. So I want to do that. I want to educate kids and really open up people's minds, because there's so much out there that people need to be educated on and learn about. They just don't get educated on in schools, and I want to change that.
Oh, that's so wonderful, and we so need educators like that, and because we have so many young people that basically don't understand it, and so many adults that don't understand it. So, again, I will say for those of you who are listening on the line, and we know that a lot of you all archive our shows, and you'll go back in and listen. You're listening to the young people of the Norfolk chapter, Jack and Jill, talk about what is going on right now in terms of voting, in terms of their voices and being able to speak out. And we want to support them. And we had Dana on earlier talking about the organization. And I'll bring her back in as we get closer to the end, because 30 minutes goes by so quickly. And I want to be able to ask all of my questions. But I definitely want you all to have contact information for them. And these young leaders basically for our show, probably will come back on our show when we talk about other topics or what have you. So, Ms. Ashley, I want you to talk a little bit about this. I know basically that in terms of your education, have you thought about this in terms of, is right now influencing what you want to do in terms of your career or your education, or is it too early to tell?
I definitely want to go and be a surgeon. I was thinking about being a pediatric surgeon, but I was reading an article about how black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die from pregnancy because they do not have enough health care and they're not believed and their symptoms are dismissed. So I think that's driven me a little bit more to maybe go into fetal surgery or something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so important. I'm so glad that we're having this conversation because it impacts every aspect of our lives. And you all just, again, I'm going to say it and say it and say it. And for those listeners, those of you all who are listening that are not in our country, we're talking to influencers, change makers, young leaders from the Norfolk chapter of Jack and Jill. And these young people have been doing things in the community with this organization. And if you all know, basically, that we're on the forefront of something pivotal. And so I'm just so thankful to have you all on here tonight. I want to just pivot just a little bit and go back to what I was just saying. So much is going on. Why do you all think this moment is an important moment? Because I think as an adult, and I've been around for a minute, that this hour is a little bit different than before. We did a segment with Channel 13, and Janet Roach was interviewing me, and she said, this feels different. And so for the young people that are on the line, why do you think this moment is so important? Because we're seeing a more integrated group of protesters as well. So I will go with Denia, Miss Bandy, so I won't mess the name up because I want to call you something else than Miss Bandy. you are senior here on the line tonight. So why do you think this moment is so important?
Yeah, that's a great question. I believe this moment is so important because we're quite literally in the presence of history in the making. We are on the edge of hopefully greatness. We're literally just soaking in. We're living through history, which is something that, through multiple history, the Black Lives Matter protest, pandemic that's going on, this election is going to ring.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are going out to vote that the voting rates are going to be as high as they've probably ever been in many years.
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many moments of history that's just going on, and I think it's really incredible to see as a young person who's just living, like a few years ago, just living life as a freshman and just going to high school and just imagining graduating and just, like, you know, going to college and being on campus. And now I'm like, oh, I'm graduating and probably not going to be on campus. But it's just so many.
Exactly. It is. And I'm sitting here watching the car. I was like, oh, my God, we're almost out of time. And I want to actually, why do you think it's an important moment? Because I want to bring Dana back on for a minute. Just to talk a little bit about the organization and how people can connect with you. But real quick, Ashley, why do you think it's an important moment?
I think that this is an important moment because this is the election that matters. After the last 4 years, we
wow.
I think that this is the election that will be the most influential to people. After the last 4 years we've had with conflicts with other countries and racial problems, I think that this is the election that will matter the most. And I think I've seen people coming together and becoming more socially aware and people educating themselves and wanting to vote. And I don't think there's ever been like such excitement about voting. I think it's always been, oh yeah, like I'm going to vote, but it's never been, I guess people have never been proud of voting. And I'm seeing people being proud this year and wanting to vote and having the desire to vote.
Wow. Wow. This is so, you all are so powerful and so powerful. I wish we had another half an hour. James, real quick. Basically, why do you think it's an important moment?
I think it's important because this election carries into the next election that I'm going to end up voting in. And you can actually see that people are really interested in this now. Like, you see how the NBA, they postponed games in the bubble just for the shooting of Jacob Blake. Like, people actually care now. So I think that's actually really important.
Wow, this is so wonderful. You all are listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and I'm Veronica McMillan, your host. And I have three powerful influencers, change makers, young leaders on the phone with me from the Norfolk chapter of Jack and Jill. And we know the organization is doing incredible things because they have really been really thoughtful in their answers tonight, and I just think it's just wonderful. Dana Bandy, I want to bring you on just a minute, to tell us a little bit about the organization and how people can connect with you all. Is there a number, a website, whatever that you can just shout out right quick? I think we have about 4 minutes before we have to leave the air.
Yes,
Dana?
Thank you. Yes, can you all hear me?
We sure can.
Okay. All right. Yes, so we're basically an invite organization. However, you can find more information about us on our website. We do have one. It's jjnorfolk.org, and that's how anyone can find more information about specifically the Norfolk chapter of Jack and Jill of America. They can also go to jackandjillofamerica.org for basic information. But in terms of our specific chapter, again, that website is jjnorfolk.org.
Wonderful.
And we appreciate you having us on tonight. Thank you so much for inviting us and our teams to join your session.
Oh, it's just a pleasure every time that I have them on here. But I'm going to just take basically this. For this election, I'll just go around the room. Which topic do you think is most important to this generation? So I'll go with you, Ashley, first, then James, and then Denaya, you can end up and tell us what do you think is important?
What's the thing that's important to youth for you all?
What do you think would be the thing that youth would want to talk about?
I definitely think women's rights, especially with the new Supreme Court justice that was just elected. Women's rights are up for grabs like they've never been up for grabs before. And I think that that's an important topic.
Wow, 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 wow. So James, if you could just tell us what you have, and then we'll go with Denaya. And it's just time. I got 90 seconds. James, what topic do you think is important? Just throw one out there.
What I think is important is just how, like, COVID will be handled. You know?
Oh, wonderful.
I don't want to be in this for another year. So,
yeah. Oh, that is so, oh, my God. Oh. All right, Denaya, you're going to bring it up.
Racial injustice, I mean, this is, racial injustice, I know we don't have a lot of time, but I think that's just a very important topic with everything going on in the world right now. I think it needs to be handled. I think it's just something that's very important, what's going on in the world right now. So, yeah.
All righty. Well, as I said, here we're down to our last minute. You all have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I'm your host, Veronica McMillan, and you've been listening to three very, very, very knowledgeable young people from the Norfolk chapter of Jack and Jill. Thank you all so very much. I'm going to have you all on individually because I could see a whole 30-minute topic. So thank you all so very much for listening. Dana, thank you so much for being on the line with us. Go out and do something great, everybody. We will see you all next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Have a great, great, great day, and we will be talking soon. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.